High Street West will be movin' and shakin' at the end of June as the Royal Canadian Legion holds its third annual Canada Day Cabaret and fundraiser. During its April 8 regular meeting, City Council voted unanimously to approve the Legion's request to operate a licensed cabaret and street dance on the 200 block of High Street West from 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 29 to 2 a.m. on Sunday, June 30. The approval is subject to the Legion following the conditions outlined in the City of Moose Jaw's alcohol use events policy, while it also provides an exemption to the municipality's noise bylaw. The veterans organization expects about 800 people to attend, similar to last year's cabaret. Moreover, the Legion says the event will help ensure Branch No 59's long-term sustainability. This has been a very successful event for the Royal Canadian Legion over the last few years. Congrats to them for finding a fun summer way to find money for the branch, said Cowan. Don Lunning. To host an event with alcohol in public spaces is deemed a discretionary use, so an event operator must submit a written request for approval, a council report explained. The Department of Parks and Recreation then reviews the request and submits a report for council's consideration. The Legion has indicated that it will meet or exceed all conditions that the City and Saskatchewan Liquor and Gaming Authority, SLGA, have laid out for such events, the report continued. All volunteers must complete the responsible alcohol servicing training for special occasions as the SLGA requires. The department recommended that council approve the request as long as the Legion follows 8 conditions. Some conditions include ensuring the area is fenced off, providing enough security, complying with provincial regulations, displaying all SLGA licenses and approvals, coordinating the tent and fence locations with the department, and maintaining $5 million in public liability insurance. The city will also assist event organizers by closing the 200 block of High Street West, while the Legion must consult with businesses affected by the street closure and obey the noise bylaw. The next regular council meeting is Monday, April 22.